When an athlete reaches a major milestone, that accomplishment has been built on years, sometimes decades, of hard work and determination. But our next story is about a fan, and this fan had quite a bit invested in a milestone as well. Here's Only a Game's Karen Given.
Scroll through the Twitter feed of a 33-year-old guy named Ben Wells, past the photos of the Chicago Cubs-themed sneakers that he and his date wore to a wedding reception in June, and you'll eventually come to a string of videos, all posted around this time last year. Most of the videos are short, and they end abruptly. These videos document a period of extreme fan frustration, but Ben says,
I would absolutely do it again.
It all started on Major League Baseball's opening day 2015, which also happened to be Easter Sunday.
The Cubs were playing the Cardinals and had just gotten home from having the family dinner. My dad and a few friends actually came over to my house and we were watching the game. And ESPN's Sunday night coverage was doing like upcoming milestones, and one of the things that they had highlighted was Ichiro being 156 hits away from 3,000.
Ben knew enough to know better.
I was just like, that's not going to happen this year. He hasn't had over 140 hits in a few seasons, and now he's not even an everyday player with the Marlins and their young, impressive outfield. So he's probably going to have that happen in 2016.
Ben had already been to spring training, opening day, and an all-star game. He'd seen his Cubbies in the playoffs, but he'd never seen a major milestone like this. So right then and there, with his family and friends as witnesses, Ben Wells announced his plan. In the summer of 2016, he'd do whatever it took to see Ichiro's 3,000th hit. He started planning right away.
So I actually found a second job.
Ben delivered pizzas at night after working all day at a car dealership, and then
I actually ended up finding a third job and started working on the weekends at a local apple orchard.
Ben drove the apple train filled with kids around the orchard for 8 hours a day every weekend. He rarely saw his friends. When he wasn't working,
they understood that, Ben's going to be tired. He's just not going to do anything. So we'll see him in October.
As opening day 2016 approached, Ichiro needed just 65 hits. Based on how long it took him to reach 65 hits in the previous season, Ben figured the 3,000th hit would come in July.
Just doing all the nerd calculations, I was like, all right, it's going to be the 24th.
And as it turned out, Miami was starting a 10-game homestand on July 22nd.
Cool, 10 games, homestand will be perfect, it'll happen.
But Ben knew better than to trust the bat of a 42-year-old pinch hitter. Luckily, after their 10-game homestand, Miami would be playing three games in Chicago, not too far from Ben's home in DeKalb. Ben waited until the last minute to book his flight, but his math had actually worked. Ichiro was four hits away when Ben boarded the plane for Miami.
Having the 13 games in place, I was pretty confident that it was going to happen and that I was going to be able to see it. But I show up to the airport and end up with an 8-hour flight delay. And so then I'm stuck at the airport and was just like, well, this is what's going to happen. They're going to end up starting him. I'm going to miss that game. I'm going to just be sitting here at the airport and watching it on a TV.
Don't worry. That's not what happened. Ben's flight left O'Hare at 6 the next morning, and he arrived at his great-aunt's house in Miami with plenty of time to get to the ballpark. Ben Wells had 13 days to see history, but on day one, Ichiro didn't even start. The Marlins were in the hunt for a playoff spot, and manager Don Mattingly had no intention of changing his game plan just so Ichiro could reach that milestone.
He only got one at-bat, and it was a pinch hit later in the game, and he actually struck out, so he was 0 for 1 that night.
For the first 3 days of Ben's trip, the Marlins only used Ichiro as a pinch hitter. And in those 3 days, he didn't get a hit.
Now everybody's starting, even my friends are starting to text me and even comment on my Facebook post of like, what's going on? Is he going to start? Are you going to be able to see this? Like, when's it going to happen? And I'm just like, it's going to happen. It'll be okay.
Ben says he was still having a good time, exploring the ballpark and meeting people from all over the country who'd come to see Ichiro's milestone. So when did you finally get to see a hit?
The first hit finally happened on the 26th. So they finally put him in the lineup. He was 1 for 5.
Maybe the pressure was starting to get to Ichiro. It was definitely getting to Ben.
That's when I kind of started getting a little nervous about how long is this going to be? Is it going to happen in these 13 games that I have scheduled?
The Marlins didn't even use Ichiro on the fifth day of the trip. But the next day, July 27th...
Now he's 2 hits away, and I think it was even before the game was over that the Marlins had tweeted out that he was going to be in the lineup tomorrow.
So you must have been really confident then, right?
Yes.
But Ichiro went 0-for-4 in that game. He didn't get a hit in the next game either. Ben and the Marlins were now headed to Chicago for a 3-game series against the Cubs.
So now that it's been 10 games and only 2 hits, now the thought is, okay, do I need to go to Denver?
Ben wanted to be optimistic. Ichiro should still get this done in Chicago. But Ben contacted some friends in Denver to see if he could stay with them just in case.
They're just like, yeah, no, absolutely. Hope to see you. I was like, well, no offense, but I don't.
And to make super extra sure he'd be able to follow the team to Denver, Ben went back to work at the car dealership so that he wouldn't waste any vacation days. Good thing, too, because during the 3 games in Chicago, Ichiro didn't get a single hit. The team had a day off on Thursday, but it wasn't a day off for Ben.
I was at work, and everybody's just like, so you're going to Denver? I was like, yeah, I got the bag packed. I'm going to be leaving after work.
Ben drove through the night, 13 hours. He says he pulled over and took a couple power naps along the way. In the first game in Denver, you guessed it, Ichiro wasn't in the starting lineup. He got 1 at-bat and struck out again. But the next day, the 15th game of Ben's trip, Ben was so excited about hit 2,999 that he stopped recording before the crowd even had time to react. The Marlins kept Ichiro in the game, but he didn't get his 3,000th hit that day. And there was just one more game in Denver before the Marlins would leave for another homestand in Miami.
If it came to it, it was going to be leave the car in Denver, fly down to Miami, hopefully see the 3,000th hit, fly back to Denver, and then drive 13 hours to get home.
But luckily it didn't come to that.
Yes, luckily it did not come to that.
Ichiro Suzuki's 3,000th hit came in the 7th inning on August 7th. And it's this video, not one of his beloved Cubs finally winning the World Series 3 months later, that Ben Wells has pinned to the top of his Twitter feed.
For me, it almost felt like an accomplishment at the time, too. As silly as it sounds, it did, because this was the 16th game in 17 days.
So, bucket list item accomplished. No need to ever go through all that again, right?
As the thought comes up, Adrian Beltre is actually close to 3,000 as well. Looking at it, it's possible that he'll be as close as Minnesota. And so, if that's the case and it falls on a weekend, I think I might try to see 2 3,000s in consecutive years.
For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.
We'll be right back with Charlie Pearson. More sports, NPR style. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.